Since the Senate member, one of the Senate members, we will recess until 4 p.m. Any discussion? Seeing none? Open up a work session on House Bill 3093.
Sure.
Senator Minnis.
Adoption of the B-17 and B-19 amendments to House Bill 3093.
Senator Minnis moves adoption of the B-17 and B-19 amendments to House Bill 3093. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Ringo. Representative Ringo, sorry.
Whatever. Goat milk or Ringo. I would just like to hear just 20 seconds worth from the folks on this. Just the amendments.
On which? On both amendments?
You have the B-17 amendments are the ones I have in front of me.
All right. Tom Gallagher?
I don't see the 19s in front of me. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Tom Gallagher, representing the Oregon Newspaper Publishers Association. The B-19 amendments deal with our conflict amendments deal with an amendment that was in Senate Bill 437, which, after being new to the process, I missed the public records piece that was buried in the back of Section 22 for that bill, and have been following it at breakneck speed ever since. That amendment would exempt from public records all writings and prepared for under the direction of the university system, and will withhold the name of any donors from public records.
You said B-19.
I think you meant B-17.
I meant
the original amendment in Senate Bill 437. I'm talking about B-17.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. All right. In the handout material that the university used on B-17, in their point number 12, they said that Section 26, which is the section on the public records, exempts certain personal information about donors or potential donors from disclosure under the public records law, unless a donor authorizes the disclosure. My reading in the amendment was all writings prepared under the direction of the university, prepared by or under the direction. So I prepared amendments that fit the description in their handout material, and on page 6 of the B-17 amendments, you'll see the operative language, which says personal information about a person who has or is interested in donating, if it relates to the family of the person, to the person's personal assets, or incidental information not related to the donor. Our conversations with the university is that when they solicit a donor, they often keep what is essentially personal information. Where do you like the tickets for the football game? What kind of scotch do you drink? What are the birthdays of your children? And the home address and the professional address and the telephone number, it's not necessary to get those out of this piece of public records. So we are attempting to meet the spirit of what they did without exempting every piece of the records. I think it was 25 seconds. Sorry.
And Mr. Chairman?
Senator Minnis?
With your staff, and the 19 amendment, if I'm not mistaken, deletes the safe amendment that we put into the bill, Judiciary Committee, and their conflict amendments.
That's correct.
Substance of it all.
Okay. Good. Thank you. That was about 20 seconds. Anything further? Take a vote, please.
Senator Minnis?
Aye.
Senator Ringo.
Aye.
Representative Flores.
Aye.
Representative Shopper.
Aye.
Chair Doyle.
Chair votes aye. And B-17 and B-19s are adopted.
Chairman.
Senator Minnis.
I move House Bill 3093 to the floor with the recommendation that the House concur in the Senate amendment stated June 11th. And that the bill be further amended and repassed.
Senator Minnis moves House Bill 3093 be sent to the floor with recommendation that the House concur in the Senate amendments dated June 11 and that the bill be further amended and repassed. Discussion. Call the roll, please.
Senator Minnis.
Aye.
Senator Ringo.
Aye.
Representative Flores.
Aye.
Representative
Chopper.
Aye.
Chair
Gold. Chair votes aye. And Carrier for the Senate.
Thank you.
Fine. Okay.
Senator Ringo?
Senator Ringo.
And Carrier for the House? Representative Flores? All right. Thank you. And that closes the work session on House Bill 3093. And we are adjourned.
And members, don't leave.